And of course, the latest book I brought out is called The Unforgiving Poem. And this poem, this is the poem that is the title of the book, you know. The Unforgiving Poem. When the illusionary mirror fades in moment of awful truth, your face will be the same as it was before those masquerades your life became. And no sorrow will justify the deception you gladly used without a thought for me, nor will any grave or epitaph conceal the truth of what you used to be. I suppose it's a pretty savage one to write, but that's how you feel about the thing, and that's how you do it, you know. The
Unforgiving Poem is new and selected poems.
Yes, that's right, yeah. Selected poems.
Do you want to read us a few, Max?
All right. I'll read a few. I'll start from the selected poems. And I'll start from the back, you know. Though unloved, I love. No blemish would ever alter. Yeah, I'll just find it a bit difficult to read without glasses. No blemish would ever alter the desire my lips would have to touch your face, nor would my heart condemn the secret passions of your ways. Though unloved, I love without a care that age would deter you more than love. Just blow, bitter wind, this headland is a secret cairn, its cliff bereft of gull or song, its rocks the guardians of black shouldering seas, yet a balm I find for misery. Somehow I've always known the slip side of the fault, the angry pounding of a man's heart giving way to hurt and time, the breaking of rock-hard ties, the price of spurned love, like tariffs falling from the cliff, waves roaring like blooded crowd. So tonight, bitter wind, blow. But a bit dry in the throat.
I'll go get you a glass. Read another one, I'll go get you.
I'll read one about my stepmother. When the sullen breeze dropped, idling in the mangroves of Homebush Bay, I thought about your hair, steel grey curls springing back in place, and you hauling driftwood home through embarrassed streets, lumbering unladylike, accepting smiles as friendliness. Remember, they petitioned against us. You were slovenly. Pop picked up butt, and I stole their fowls, crowed like a rooster coming home from shift work at the mill. I laughed at the middle-class houses coming awake, so different in their knife clothes. But you believed in people, and those scapulars hanging loose across your shoulder blades, as if heaven was all you wanted.